Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to begin in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter number 11. As we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11, we're going to look down at verses 13 through 17. And it shall come to pass, if you have hearkened diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for the cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, lest you perish quickly from off the good. The title of today's study on the Pastor's Study is entitled, Be Not Deceived. Be not deceived. We find the expression, be not deceived, five places in the Word of God. On our study today, I want us to be able to see the areas where God does not want us to be deceived. Now, the word deceived means to be misled, led in error, beguiled, fooled, deluded, cheated. The first area we want to look at, God tells us not to be deceived in, is be not deceived in your heart. Be not deceived in your heart. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16, we just read, it says, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. You see, the Bible has a lot to say about the heart. Jeremiah the prophet, for example, had this to say about the heart. Jeremiah said, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? In Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Also, I want you to notice with me what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to say about the heart. And for that, we have to turn to the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 7. Mark chapter 7. In Mark chapter 7, I want us to look together at verses 15 through 23. Mark 7, verses 15 through 23. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. We see then from Deuteronomy chapter 11, chapter 16, that our heart is not only deceitful, amen, but can be easily deceived. In our passage, we see that God warns his people upon entering the promised land that their hearts could easily lead them astray. You see, God did not want his people to develop the philosophies and religions of the people living in the new land, therefore influencing them away from the truth. Proverbs chapter 28 in verse 26 speaks clearly when it says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. The heart is the seat of human emotion. In the heart, we feel the things of life. Our emotions are not the most stable thing in our makeup, amen? Our emotions often vacillate as much as the New England weather. It has been said, if you don't like the weather in New England, wait around a few minutes and it will change. The same is true with human emotion. Often, if you don't like how you feel right now, you will like how you feel in just a few minutes. Every human being, male, female, old and young, has unsteady and ever-changing emotions. For example, if you are out of control in your emotions, this is not the time to make any big decisions, for you will more than likely make the wrong one, amen? Solomon said in the book of Proverbs chapter 30 in verse 2, he said, "Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man." Though he calls himself Agur, Solomon said that he lived more on human instinct than any man he knew. This is obvious when you start counting up his wives and concubines. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. First of all, any man who would marry more than one woman at the same time for any reason is not a wise man. You see, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Eve and Barbara and Sue and Jane and Gertrude. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon even said, whatever his heart desired, he took for himself. He said at one point he had more than his heart could wish. He was more brutish than any other man, and he followed his emotions more than any other man. We see the results of Solomon being deceived in his heart. In his heart there in 1 Kings. Turn with me to 1 Kings. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 11 with me. And we'll see the results of Solomon being deceived in his heart in 1 Kings chapter number 11. We know there in his as he got older, he took to him many strange women. Amen. Heathen women. And it says here, amen, beginning in 1 Kings 11, verse 1, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn your heart after their gods. Solomon claved unto these in love. So God told Solomon, the people of Israel, don't take these women out of these nations, amen, as your wives. And he didn't listen to God, did he? No. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Now notice what it says here in verse 4. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. And we see, if we read verses 5 and 6, it said, for Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. And it says in verse 7, then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burned, amen, incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And and the Lord was angry with Solomon, because, here it is, his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. Amen. So we see, as a result of Solomon being deceived in his heart, amen, we see what happened. He went away from God. He went after the strange gods of his wives, amen, set up idols to them, his wives sacrificed to them, amen. So my friend, number one, be not deceived in your heart. Number two, we want to see, be not deceived in your doctrine. Be not deceived in your doctrine. Look with me, if you would, over to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 21. Luke chapter 21 with me. In Luke 21, notice with me in verse number 8, the Word of God says, and he said, this is Jesus speaking, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. You see, my friend, be not deceived in your doctrine. My friend, not everything or anyone that claims Christ is truly Christian. Amen. Notice what Jesus said about this in the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter number 7 of Matthew. Notice what Jesus said in verses 21 to 23. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, amen, you know, at the second coming, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? And then Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The problem with many Christians today is they are not grounded in the Scripture. And as a result, they are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, that is why, if Christians aren't careful, the Benny Hills and the Paul and the Jan Croaches and other false teachers will lead them merrily into false doctrine. This is why people like Jim Jones and the Heaven's Gates crowd could get people to kill themselves by drinking poison. False doctrines, for example, salvation by water baptism, amen, which is taught by the Church of Christ and the Roman Catholic Church. Another false doctrine, that you can lose your salvation, amen, or speaking in tongues, the false doctrine of speaking in tongues, that the sign gifts are still here today. And the sad commentary is, the cults like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the Church of Christ, know their stuff better, amen, than the Bible-believing independent Baptists, amen? That's right. Jesus tells us we're to be fruit inspectors, amen? Notice what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 15 through 20. Jesus said this, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." See, they're out to deceive. They look like they're sheep, but they're really wolves. "Ye shall know them by their fruits." And he says, "Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" Of course not. That's the answer. "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." In other words, what they produce, amen. What they produce, watch it, amen. We're to be fruit inspectors. Do they produce the fruit of the Spirit, or do they produce the works of the flesh? In fact, the Apostle John instructs you and I, he said, to believe not every spirit, but to try the spirits. You know, test them, whether they are of God, because, and he says the reason for that, because many prophets, many false prophets are gone out into the world in 1 John 4:1. So we're to test everything. Amen. Anything that you see or hear or someone says to you, and you test it against the Word of God. Amen. And if it doesn't match up against the Word of God, then it's false. Amen. It's false. And that's why it's so very important for you to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why it's so important for you not only to read the Bible and memorize it, amen, but to rightly divide it so you can test the spirits, amen, as John said, to see if what someone says is false or true. And if it doesn't line up with the Bible, then it's false. Another thing that we need not to be deceived, amen, according to the Word of God, is be not deceived, amen, be not deceived concerning sin. Be not deceived, concerning sin. And for that, we have to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 with me. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we want to look at verses 9 and 10 and see what it says. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." See that? "Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that's homosexuals, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now, the key word there is unrighteous. Amen? Unrighteous, we read. See that? "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived concerning sin." See, when the key word is unrighteous, meaning the unsaved. Amen? Meaning the unsaved. That's what Paul was talking about. We see then the Apostle Paul identifies the behavior of the unsaved or the unrighteous, see? That's what he's naming here. He's naming what they're producing, the unsaved, the unrighteous, all the things that we mentioned, fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, all of these. See, then Paul reminds the Corinthians that some of them were like the unrighteous that he identified in verses 9 and 10 before they were saved. So he's saying, my friend, be not deceived. A person lost, before I give that thought, I want to read verse 11, because Paul said, in such were some of you, but ye are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He's saying to the Corinthians, don't get puffed up, because that's exactly how you were before you got saved, how you behaved, how you lived by the things that I described, the unrighteous or the unsaved. Now, we're not to be deceived concerning sin. My friend, be not conceived. A person lost without Christ will never, ever enter the gates of heaven, no matter how many prayers, how many masses are said for them. Amen? So we need to look at Revelation chapter 21 here, and see what it says. Verses 25 to 27. And the gates of it, talking about the New Jerusalem, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall be in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we see here, amen, the unsaved will not enter into the gates of heaven, amen. And we know that they're going to end up in the lake of fire, amen. Look in Revelation again, chapter 22, and verses 14 and 15. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. See? So we see then, as it says here, Paul was not talking there back, amen, in 1 Corinthians, where we just read back there in 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 6 and verses 9 and 10. He was not talking about saved people. He was talking about the unrighteous, the unsaved. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not enter into the gates of heaven, amen. That's right. Now, but the thing to remember is, my friend, if you're saved, remember, don't get puffed up. Don't get puffed up because you're saved and on your way to heaven. Because remember what I just read, what Paul said, such were some of you. Amen. That's how some of us were. Amen. We were all sinners. Amen. And the difference between us and another sinner is we've been saved by the grace of God. And now that we have the power, the Holy Spirit, amen, to no longer be servants to sin. We're no longer in bondage to sin. Amen. We can get a victory over sin. But we have to remember then that we were like those that Paul mentioned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Amen. And that's why you and I need to be busy telling others how that they can be saved and enter the gates of heaven through the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't need to be puffed up, you know, that we're saved and on our way to heaven. We need to thank God. Because you and I are what we are, amen, and where we are, only by the grace of Almighty God, amen. Because each and every one of us that are saved, we deserve to be on our way to hell. But it's only because of God's mercy. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. We should have deserved hell, but we got saved. We got born again. We got saved from the fire of hell, amen, because of God giving his only begotten Son. So we need to be careful then, amen, not to be puffed up, not to look down our noses at our unsaved relatives and neighbors and friends and people at work. No, we need to be busy telling them how they can be saved and how they can know when they die that they're going to heaven, amen, and that they'll enter the gates of heaven. Not based on what they've done on this earth, but based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the blood, that his precious sinless blood that he shed at Calvary to pay for their sins. So we see today then, we looked at, amen, we looked at a couple of, actually three areas that you and I are not to be deceived. You know, be not deceived in your heart, amen, we saw. You know, the philosophy today is, you know, there's a little good in all of us, and that's false. Because each and every person is born with the Adamic nature, the fallen nature. So let's not be deceived in our heart, or listen to our heart. As Jeremiah said, heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, amen. So number one, be not deceived in your heart. Number two, be not deceived in your doctrine, amen. That's why so many, because of false doctrine, so many people are on their way to hell, amen. Because they refuse to believe the word of God. Amen. And there are some that will actually use the word of God. They'll twist the scriptures. They'll wrestle the scripture to come up with their false doctrine, their false religion. But we have to be careful not to be deceived in our doctrine. That's why we should read the word of God. Amen. And be students of the word of God. Rightly divide the word of God. Amen. Know that the things in the Old Testament, amen, don't apply to us in the New Testament. And that if we really want to know what we are to do in response to God and how we're to live for God and what we need to do to be saved and all of that, we look at the Pauline epistles. Amen. Because he was the apostle called out to the Gentiles. Amen. Because if we don't, we'll end up, amen, or you may be saved, but you'll never serve God, amen, because you didn't rightly divide the word. You were deceived by some of these slicksters, these wolves in sheep's clothing, amen. They talk smooth and so forth and so on, amen. But Jesus wants us to be fruit inspectors, amen. John the Apostle wants us to try every spirit, whether they be of God or not, because there are many false prophets out there. Amen. And then we saw finally, be not deceived concerning sin. Amen. The unrighteous, the unsaved, will not enter heaven's gates. Amen. No matter what their loved ones are doing for them after they die, being praying or so forth and so on. Amen. It's only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, amen, a person repenting of their sins, asking God to forgive them of their sins, and receiving Jesus Christ by faith into their heart to be saved. Well, that's all the time we have on the pastor's study. We'll continue our study on Be Not Deceived next time. Until we meet again, may God richly bless each and every one of you. This is Brother Gino, and good day.